वही तेजस्विनावधी तमस्तु मा विद्विषा वही ओम शांति शांति। तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु मामनुस्मर युद्धच मय्यर्पितमनो बुद्धिः मामे वैश्यसि असंशयः। माम अनुस्मर सर्वेषु कालेषु माम अनुस्मर। अनुस्मरणम् इज अनु ऑलवेज इन कीपिंग विथ। अनुकंपनम अनुकंपा somebody is shaken in seeing the person you are shaken अनुकंपा अनुभाति the sun भाति the sun shines it is luminous but whereas the moon anubhati the light of sun reflected by the moon also shines in the night reflecting the sunlight anubhati so this anu as this prefix has created a number of words bhava anubhava saranam anusaranam anugraha etc. this anu has created a number of words. Here, anusmaranam. Something must have already happened. Then you do, in keeping with that you do, anusmaranam. Something has happened when you listen to the Shastra. When you listen to the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, all these six chapters have gone already. This is the eighth chapter. First chapter was the context. Second onwards, the teaching was there. So six chapters of teaching. In this teaching, especially seventh chapter, talks a lot about Ishvara. So in keeping with the teaching of not only of the Gita, of the Vedanta Shastra, keeping with the Shastra, smara, mam smara. Remember me. This remember, we must know what it is, be aware of my presence. In all situations, in all periods of time, in all seasons, mam anusmara. How that is possible? Possible. If everything is Ishvara, you must assimilate Ishvara in terms of different orders. See, when somebody is very compassionate, very loving, very understanding, giving, is easy to remember Ishvara. In those emotions and actions, when somebody is angry, somebody is jealous, somebody is hateful, how to recognize Ishvara? That's where you have to recognize Ishvara, assimilate Ishvara properly in the form of various orders. Order means niyati. The physical world is in keeping with the physical order. If the Mars have certain rocks and craters and craters, we understand that there was a lot of volcanic activity. From where you understand? It's not Martian language. It's not Martian law. No. It is common law. The geological laws are the same. Yata iha tata amutra. The Shastra talks about it. There is only one law. Cannot be, there are different laws. The universe will collapse. The laws are the same. What really works here for a piece of wood to become a rock? Same thing elsewhere also. If there is volcanic eruption, there also there is volcanic eruption, and those rocks behave the same way as here. Some of these volcanic rocks, you know, there is so much air inside, it can float. Rama's bridge was made like that. Volcanic rocks, floating rocks. And you can find the same thing there also. Therefore, this entire physical world is a manifestation of Ishvara. Understand that manifestation in terms of order. Then there are life forms. Here, elsewhere also may be there. They follow a certain order, which you study in biology. Then that is another order. Biological order. Then in hunger, thirst, physiological order, in health and illness, physiological order. That's one order. Then there is a psychological order. Certain things are ishtam, certain things are anishtam. Ishtam means liked, and these are disliked. Why? One dislikes, the other likes it. Oh, that's all due to personal preferences. Why preferences? You have to answer that. Why preferences? The question is, why preferences? Preferences do not answer. Preferences because background, the person is an individual. So that means you are giving me an answer that each one has a background. And therefore there are preferences. If somebody has astrologically speaking Mars in certain places, you can always say that this person will like hot stuff. Huh? Without seeing the person, looking at the horoscope, you can say this fellow, he is real chilly lover. Hot, he can handle really chillies. There is also background. There is a karma background. A genetic background. Cultural background, upbringing background, family background. Oh, there is backgrounds are there. Lot of grounds are there. Backgrounds are there. So many backgrounds. All of them play definite roles. So that means there is nothing random. Is always a cause effect, very difficult to tell. It's a kind of atmosphere background. Growing up in a certain general environment. Certain likes and dislikes develop. Therefore, we can say if somebody has certain emotions and likes and dislikes, we have to trace in number of reasons. Emotions like hatred, jealousy, and so on, fears, insecurity, loneliness, all this are due to psychological background, due to unconscious. And therefore, so That order, psychological order is Ishvara. Physiological order is Ishvara. Physical order is Ishvara. When water boils under getting heated, in certain degree of heat, it boils. That is Ishvara, that is Allah. That is the physical order. That's Ishvara again. All the way it's Ishvara. Erroneous perceptions. That is epistemological. So that we can correct them. Is the right conclusion, is the wrong conclusion. Order. Certain things we remember, certain things we don't remember. Very selective. Order. Again there is order. Memory order. This is what we say Ishvara. Then you can say Anusmaranam is easy. In this situation, I should do this. That is also Ishvara. That is the highest step we can make. The situation itself is brought about by the order of Ishvara. Ishvara directly is not involved. But the order is Ishvara, therefore directly involved. Not Ishvara decides what you should do, what you should not do. What is to be done here? That order unfolds what is to be done. That's Ishvara. Maam anusmara, in all situations, what is to be done is Ishvara. What is proper is Ishvara. Improper is going against Ishvara. That is also Ishvara. Because everything is Ishvara. Doing improper also is Ishvara. Then the result, the guilt, the hurt, and then again you are creating a cycle of further situations. It's all order. Can't blame. And therefore, only you can do anusmaranam if you assimilate the presence of Ishvara in all situations. That is anusmaranam. In difficult situation also, anusmaranam. Law of karma also is Ishvara. Law of dharma is Ishvara. Therefore, punya papa are Ishvara. The patterns getting unfolded in life, they are all Ishvara. So when you can now get away from the presence of Ishvara, you cannot. That is why he says, mayyarpita mano buddhihi. Mayyarpita mayi parameshwara, mayi in me, parameshwara, arpitam manaha, arpita buddhihi, mano buddhihi. Manascha buddhischa mano buddhi. Mayi parameshwara arpite mano buddhi. Yes. Whose mind and buddhi are surrendered. We'll see the surrender meaning. Surrendered at the altar of Ishvara. How? The more one is aware of the presence of Ishvara in all situations, ishtam, anishtam, liked and not liked, in all situations the presence of Ishvara through our assimilation of what we call order. Without that concept of order, you cannot assimilate. You can't say Mayarpita Manobuddhi and all that. It's all just words. If you say order means, you know, inside, outside, you are pervaded. Maya tatamidam sarvam. So inside, outside, not only pervaded, sustained. They are not separate from the order of Ishvara. Order that is Ishvara. Therefore, there is an impossibility to get outside the presence of Ishvara. It's all within the presence of Ishvara. Therefore, whatever that is to be done also is included. Why it should open up like that? In Mahabharata, Arjuna wanted to avoid this war before coming to the battlefield. And all the Pandavas were committed to the avoidance of war. Bhima was one person who was not ready to give up. His vow is there. But even Bhima accepted, let us avoid the war. I will fulfill my love in my own way. He was ready. He gave his mandate. All of them gave the mandate to Krishna. And Krishna went with the mandate to Duryodhana to avoid the war. There's no way. Why? Because Duryodhana's own, again Krishna's order, the order in the sense, in the form of order, Duryodhana operates in his own way, his background being what it is. Father was blind, mother made herself blind, wrong thing to do. When father is blind, to Dhritarashtra, Gandhari should be his eyes and ears. Gandhari said, "My lord, you can't see. What you can't see, I don't want to see. Dumb. I don't want to see." They praise her. She was such a great woman. Maybe true in one way. It's true also. What you don't enjoy, I don't want to enjoy. It's a wonderful thinking. But then she should be the eyes for Dhritarashtra. And if she was going to blindfold herself, then there should be no children. There are 100 of them. And then 100, no mother to look at the eyes of the child, any one of them. Mother is blindfolded and father is blind. How will they grow up? They will grow up like Duryodhana, Duchasana, and every one of them. Was angry with the whole world, wanted to burn everything. And they did burn. They wanted to destroy everything. This is how crime is born in the head of people. It tells you exactly what happens when the parents do not contribute to the sense of security and well-being and self-respect of the child. And therefore, it's all order. Krishna knew. He played the drama. We had to go and ask him. And do you know what did Duryodhana do? That he tied Krishna to a pillar. And Krishna showed his Vishwarupa. He showed his Vishwarupa to Duryodhana also. Not only to Arjuna, to Duryodhana also. He showed him Vishwarupa. Duryodhana laughed. I know, Krishna, you are a magician. I don't care for all this magic. Don't think I get impressed. Don't try to impress me. That's how it was. That's what that by anger. Even Vishwarupa was not enough to convince him. That there was something more than what meets the eyes. Maya tadamidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. Maya avyakta murtina. It is not separately seen. What you see is jagat and what you see is Ishvara. Including yourself. One whole. And therefore, Duryodhana went against Dharma and paid for it. That is Dharma. Therefore, even Adharma is within the order of Dharma. The order of dharma includes adharma. Wherever there is order, there is a possibility of disorder. And therefore, that is why law of karma becomes so important. Because Duryodhana had a choice. He didn't use it. To help him, of course, to use. Sometimes people are carried away by their emotions, anger, hatred and all that. And therefore they require support system. They require some prompting forces. And you can't have a better prompting force than Krishna. Even that was not enough. The anger was so much. Therefore we must know that what is to be done is in harmony. That is why when you do what is to be done, you are happy because you are in harmony with Ishvara. Even laundry. If the laundry keeps on piling up, then it begins to weigh your heart. It doesn't look. But once you do the laundry, you feel so relieved of the load. That means you are carrying the load, okay? Inside. The load was inside. Anything to be done and procrastinated is always carried by the person. And when it is done, you are relieved. It's a great relief. Because it is to be done. So to be done is done. You are in harmony with Ishvara. That means to be done is Ishvara. No culture has this kind of awareness of Ishvara. Because this is, we are not proposing a belief here. Somebody will punish you, he's sitting there above, watching you all the time. God loves you, but he doesn't give you privacy. Always watching you and waiting for you to commit one mistake and then so that he can punish you forever. He's highly judgmental, sitting there. And this is what they talk about. Very childish. Even children will ask questions. How people put up with these guys? I don't understand. And they go to India and then teach. Teach what? Preach. Blab. In other words, they want to save all the souls. Like that fellow who went to somebody's house. It's a rich man. He has got a big Olympic swimming pool. And then there was a big fish pond. And he was growing all this, this colorful fish. And this fellow, what he did, he pulled out every fish from the pond that he can catch and put it on the ground. And they all die. And the host came. He came to see this and then, what? What are you doing, sir? I am just saving the fish from drowning. Saving the fish from drowning? Then when they told me the story, I said, he must be a missionary. So, that he, what he does in India. பொல்லாத பிரச்சனை. And so, understanding of Ishvara is so important, no matter where, this has to be understood. Not a matter for belief. Every human being has got a right to understand. Makes a difference. Mam anusmara yudhyache. Not just recognizing my presence. Recognize my presence even, cha is even, even in fight. Yudhyasva. And therefore, fight also is the order. Here. Very dynamic. There is dharma involved and therefore you have to do what is to be done. Yudhyacha. Mayyarpita mano buddhihi mameva yashyasi asamshayaha. Mayyarpita mano buddhihi sanna. Being one whose mind, whose emotions, whose buddhi, whose clarity, are not away from Ishvara. Mayyarpita mano buddhi. All emotions are Ishwarized. We used to have some Sanforized, you know. You Ishwarize all your emotions. By recognizing the order, Ishwarize the emotions. That's possible only when buddhi is there, appreciation is there of Ishvara. And that person is called Mayyarpita Mano Buddhi. The one who is aware of my presence and who has a welcoming attitude of all emotions, without condemning oneself, that person, Mayyarpita Mano Buddhi, Sanne Mameva Yeshyasi, you will in time reach me. In time. Kalena Mameva Yeshyasi. Na samshaya. Don't try to gate crash. There is no gate crash. Even in these people's heavens, there is no gate crash. You know, you heard that, you know. They always say, pearly gate of heaven means in heaven pearls are there, all imported stuff. Pearly gates of heaven. And there is somebody standing there at the gate. What is he, saint? And Peter, let us say Peter, is standing there. He said, people tried to get crash when somebody came to the gate. He stopped the person. Sir, I can't let you in. You have to tell me your name. What is your name? He said, I am Albert Einstein. Oh, that scientist? Yes. Sir, how do I know that you are Albert Einstein? Give me that letter pad you have. Took the letter pad and pen. Then he gave this equation, and in a few steps he had proved the equation and gave to Saint Peter. Saint Peter was highly impressed. He didn't understand. But then he was highly impressed and told him, you can go in. Then there was another guy. So, who are you, sir? He said, I am the famous artist. You know what is his name?
Pablo Picasso.
I am Picasso. You are Picasso, the famous painter? Yes, I am Picasso. Can you prove just now? Einstein proved. Can you prove? Sure, give me the pad. You know, for Picasso it's nothing. He just proved, just two lines. And he created a plant. And then on the plant, the flower is the person. You know, one woman. That's all. Picasso's painting, famous painting. And he did that. Oh, you must be Picasso. You get it. Then George Bush came. I am told, I don't know this. So, I don't like to make comments like that, but this is what I heard. And then, who are you, sir? I am the famous president of America. I am George Bush Jr. Do you know? Oh, how do I know? People get crashed these days. Can you prove? Just now, Albert Einstein, he proved. Picasso, he had proved. Therefore, you have to prove, sir. Who are they? Who is Albert Einstein? Who is Picasso? Get in. Is what they say. I don't know anything about this. I hear this kind of stories all the time. But one thing I know, there is no gate crash. There is no gate crash. Even heaven going is not the end. Heaven going is a holiday out. You will come back like a bad penny. But then it's a... That's not what we are talking about. Mameva yashyasi, you will become me. That is possible only when you are me. One cannot become the other. And here, Ishvara is not located in a given place. If that person is so, you cannot become Ishvara. All that is here is Ishvara. Where are you? There is no second person. Asamshaya. There is no doubt. There is no question of doubt here. It's a clarity, the vision. There is only Ishvara. You can say there is only Ishvara, or you can say there is only me. But make sure that me is Atma, not your mind or body. Then that me is local. Therefore, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyache mayyarpita mano buddhihi mame vaishyasi asamshayaha. Mame Vishyasya Samshaya. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Om Shanti 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 Arihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Arihi Om.